Blog Talk Radio.
On the international line, and we'll take it from there. So Yahweh, I'll be with you all.
Verse 29.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto them, uh-huh, how is it that ye without me?
Was you?
Was you not that I must be about my father's business?
So here he is. He made himself a no reputation. But he already let it be known. Hey, I got to be about my father's business.
Yes.
He comes through the door saying that.
Yes.
Through swinging. Let me get some John 17. And we're going to pick it up at verse 3. Brother John. Brother John. Yeah. Brother John. Help me out here.
John,
St. John. We didn't say John 1, 2, or 3, but like that. We said John. We rocking and rolling. Yeah, John 17.
John 17.
Uh-huh. We got old brother
John's
right here. He getting them scriptures rolling.
That's right.
Got highlighting everything. That's what we talking about. Getting some notes down. Mm-hmm. Putting something on the side of it. All right, let's do it. Let's pick it up at John 17 and give me verse 3.
John 17, verse 3.
Yeah,
read.
Let's do it.
And this is life eternal.
Uh-huh.
That they might know thee.
Uh-huh.
The only true.
Uh-huh.
Yahuwah.
Come on, brother John.
And
bring it
Yahuwah,
on.
The Son.
Uh-huh.
Whom thou hast sent.
Uh-huh. Now, he said right here that in St. John chapter 17, verse 3, he said that this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true Yahuwah, and Yahuwah the Son whom you had sent. Now, let's, I want you to read verse, it's another verse in here I want you to read. Give me verse, pick it up at verse 8, Brother John C. Roy. Pick it up for me.
John.
Chapter 17, verse 8.
Chapter 17, verse 8, read. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me.
Okay.
And they have received it them.
Uh-huh.
And have known surely. And I came not from thee.
And I came out from you.
I came out from thee.
Uh-huh.
From Yahuwah. And they have believed that thou didst in me.
Uh-huh. And give me verse 9.
Verse 9 reads, for I pray for them. I pray not for the world.
Uh-huh.
But for them which thou hast given me.
Uh-huh.
For they are thine.
For they are yours, okay. So he said, I pray not for the world. Now, I don't want to just leave that in the air. But let's see who we pray for. I ran that scripture earlier in Isaiah. And that was Isaiah 45. I want to run that world back in there again. I'm going to tie that back in more time because that's who he prayed for in the book of Isaiah. Brother T. Israel, run that scripture back for me in that Isaiah 45:17 one more time. Let's get understanding about this world he was talking about. This world without end, the one he was praying for.
Book of Isaiah to see it. Chapter 45,
mm-hmm.
Verse 17, it reads,
mm-hmm.
But Israel should be saved in Yahuwah,
uh-huh,
for the everlasting salvation. You should not be ashamed, nor confounded, world without sin.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And you know what, Mother D, you ready to go? Let's roll. And let's see what else world he ain't here. Let's see what world he not praying for. Let's go to 1 John and pick it up at Chapter 2, and give me verse 15 down to 17. Let's see this word he's not praying for.
1 John chapter
2,
verse
15 to 17. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
15 and 17, I'm reading y'all for us.
First John chapter 2.
First John chapter 2 in the back of the book. In the back of the book, he ain't there yet.
Chapter 2.
First John, not St. John, after Peter.
Oh.
Yeah, after Peter. Yeah, we're going to back a little bit more in the back of the book.
1, 2, 3, John.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, 1 John. That's it. Chapter 2, yeah. 15 down to 17.
1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17.
Yeah.
Verse 15. Love not the world.
Love not the world. Neither
the things that are in the world.
Uh-huh.
If any man or woman love the world,
uh-huh,
the love of the Father is not in them.
You know he ain't praying for them. Uh-huh. In verse 16.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh,
uh-huh,
and the lust of the eyes,
uh-huh,
and the pride of life,
uh-huh,
is not of the Father,
uh-huh,
but is of the world.
So he letting us know that what he ain't praying for is all the ones that had this inside of him. You know, the world. All the ones that had this lust of the flesh. All the ones that had this lust of the eyes and the pride of life. He said none of this is of the Father. All this is of the world. These are things I'm not praying for. It's not the things that you send me to pray for.
Yes, man.
You know, let's pick it up in verse 17. Let's find out about this world, the ones that's doing these things.
Verse 17. And the world passes away.
So that world is going to pass away.
And the lust thereof.
And lust going to go.
But he that doeth the will of Yahweh abides forever.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. So he letting you know, that the only way we go, the only ones he's going to be praying for and the ones he's going to be doing is the ones through the will of Yahweh. Can I need some help on this one, Elder? Can I want to put a scripture out there, will of Yahweh. I want to just leave that in the air. You got something for me, good bro?
Yeah, I got one. I used that John 15, 17, verse 17, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31.
We got Brother Johnson going on getting up. 1 Corinthians right after Romans. Acts Romans. And then we got some news. Yep. That's 2 Corinthians. You almost there.
1 Corinthians what?
Chapter 7, say verse 31, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We got, he almost there.
Chapter 7.
Verse 31.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31, and it reads,
mm-hmm,
and they use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passes away.
Hallelujah. Wow. Brother T Israel, the teacher of DOTTY, chapter 1, he let it be known, he just took us to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31. So he just laid that out, that they use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passed away. So any fashion that lust of the world, the ones that got their eyes set out of this world, the ones who got pride in this world, all that's going to pass away. If you stay in it with it, you're going to pass away with it as well. Yahweh got something for you for that. Let's pick it back up at...
See what the will of Yahweh is.
Psalm 40, verse number 8.
Yeah, well. And now, I got to put that on the bill. Pulling up somebody who do the will of Yahweh. He sent me to read the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8. Verse 8 read, I delight to do your will, O my Yahweh. Yet, your Torah instruction is within my mind. So the will of Yahweh is his Torah instruction, but to do the Torah instruction. And Yahweh wants us to be doers of his word. Let me see, can I bag that up? With the book of Romans. Chapter 2, verse 13, Mother Z, you give me Romans chapter 2, verse 13. Yeah, we got brother Johnson over here, he on his way there. She already there. So we got
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You going to pick it up at your time. We ready to rock and roll.
Okay. Romans chapter 2, verse 13.
Uh-huh.
But not the heels of the Torah instruction.
Uh-huh.
Before Yahweh. But the doer of the Torah instruction shall be jealous.
So justified. That's right. So it's the doers of the words that Yahweh they will be justified, not just the hearers. You know, Yahweh want us to hear something, but let's see what he wanted to hear too. Something that just came across my mind. Mother D, you can help me out with
Got
you got something? Let me hear what Brother T got going on.
James.
James.
Yeah, we're going to James. We're going to pick up at chapter 1, verse 22. James chapter 1, verse 22. Wait for everybody to get that.
James. That's what I wanted to do. You wanted to be doers of his word. You know, one thing we like to do, and we have to do, according to the word of Yahweh, we got to precept our Bible.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh always wants us to precept our Bible so we can know we can't make no mistakes. Yahweh always says things more than once anyway. We got to search the scriptures and go find it out.
Okay. Verse 22. Okay. All right. Verse 22. 24. James chapter 1, verse 22, and it reads, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Verse 23, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he or she is like unto a man, or one behold his natural face in the glass.
Hallelujah. He said, hold your face, he said, hold his natural face in the glass. It's just his typical, you know. If you ain't a doer of his word, you know, you just a hearer of the word. See, like, hold your face in the natural glass. Give me, Mother D. Thanks for that precept, Brother T. Yeah, I put that on my belt, too. We'll take, Romans chapter 10, and let me hit verse 17. It's just about hearing. What we should be hearing. What our ears should be glued to. Book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17. We'll get keep it back us up when everybody gets there. We're going to slow run this thing. We want to make sure everybody on one accord, everybody get a chance to read the same thing at the same time. No man nor no woman behind. That's how Israel sticks together. Mm-hmm. And Yahweh, we talking about the Torah and instruction keepers.
Yeah.
And we get the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Anybody else?
Yes, sir.
Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
So then, faith, belief, coming by hearing.
Uh-huh.
And hearing by the word of Yahweh.
You gotta hear something. When you hear something, you know, then he wants you to do something.
Hallelujah.
He wants you to do that word. So first you gotta have your ears glued. Be ready to come to class on a Sabbath day, sit down, hear the word of Yahweh. Then you go back home and then you teach your family the word of Yahweh. But while you teach, you got to be a doer of that word. And that's why, and that's what we about here. We building ourselves up. We've been tainted so much. We're not doing the word of Yahweh. Being caught up in that word. We trying to get this word back in us. You know, so that's what we on at B-O-T-T-Y. And let me get who was backing me up in that? Where I left off in that? John?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
well.
Let's look at Luke chapter 11. Brother
Johnson,
Israel, let's keep that 27 to 28.
Luke chapter 11.
Let's see if we can follow up on the precept with that dual of Yahweh's Torah instructions. Let's see how it ran down in Luke chapter 11, 27 and 28. Brother Johnson, Israel, let's see right.
Luke chapter what?
Chapter
11 and 28.
28
verses 27 to 28
read.
And it came to pass,
mm-hmm,
as he spake these things,
mm-hmm,
a certain woman,
mm-hmm,
of the company lifted up her voice,
uh-huh,
and said unto him,
what she say?
Blessed is the womb that beareth thee.
But she went on and on. She said, all in sight. Blessed is the womb that bare you. Go ahead.
And the path which thou hast struck.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Now, with all that good stuff she's saying, that's the how Yahweh the Son broke it down to her. That's verse 28.
Verse 28 reads.
What did it read?
But he said,
mm-hmm,
yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it.
Number 8.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to be blessed by Yahweh. You got to hear his word and keep it.
Keep it. Hallelujah.
The other guy said was a blessing too if you walked in.
See, that's why we got the teachers in here, the elder teacher up in here that can come and show us some good old words. See, I'm going to read this scripture right here. I thank Yahweh for our elder teacher, Yahweh, because he just uplifted us with something that he joined. That's why we got the Torah instruction, keeping. That's why we got to do this Torah. Follow this book. Do this book. Say, Deuteronomy. Chapter 32, verse 7, he says, remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations, ask thy father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. See, book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 7, he let us know that, and that's exactly what elder teacher Yada doing. He letting us know what's in these scriptures. We ask him, we come out of his teaching, we send Yahweh for him. You know, he just pointed out very good statement that Yahweh had made about in verse Luke 11, chapter 11, verse 28. But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it. So there's two things you got to do there. You got to hear something, come prepared to hear something. You got to be come prepared to do it.
So
you can't leave out here and say, I heard a good word. But once you hear that good word, what you going to leave? Once you leave here, what you going to do with it? You know, just go let it fall by the wayside. Let's get let's go back to Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. And I need Mother E to back up Brother T while he went and made a move. Matter of fact, yeah, let's go to Philippians chapter 2 and let's pick it up at verse 8. Let me get back there too. Philippians, God bless you. Philippians chapter 2. I'm on my way there too. Okay. Philippians chapter 2. What's he gonna back you up? Teacher, Israel.
Hallelujah.
That's it. We 11 said we building a foundation for this name and building a case too. To see about this name here. You know, like I said, the spirit had you going somewhere else and send you right back to where you was at to keep you going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Philippians chapter 2. We gonna pick it up at verse 8. Mother E.
He is found in faith. As a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Even the death of the tree.
Verse 9.
Therefore, Yahweh also had highly exalted him. And gave him a name, which is
above every name. I'm gonna hold that right there, Mother E. Yes, Yahweh the Father. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
See, right now we got understanding that they saying in verse 9, this Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, that Yahweh the Father has highly exalted him. You know, and gave him a name above every name.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we standing at right now. We like to try to build a case about this name above every name. And Sister Jones, she came back. You ready to roll?
Yes, I'm ready. That's all.
All right, let's pick it up. Give me Acts. Give me Acts 2:33.
Acts chapter 2.
Yeah. Give me Acts chapter 2.
Verse 33.
Yeah. And take the time because we got Brother Johnson here. We got Sister, your name from Justine. I'm sorry, don't hold me accountable for it. I got to get it right. We got Sister Justine right here, and we want to make sure that we all on one accord. Yeah. That's what we do at BOTTY. You know, we come on one accord. That's right, Sister Jones.
Acts chapter
2:33. That's the chapter. I'm reading Acts chapter 2, and we're picking it up at verse 33. Okay, we got the book of Acts chapter 2, and we're gonna pick it up at verse 33. And what verse 33 says?
Everybody ready?
Yeah,
chapter 2, verse 33 reads, therefore, being by the right hand of Yahweh, the Father, exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the righteous spirit, we have shared forth this, which you now see and hear.
So, we know that it's Yahweh the Father who has exalted him, and he has received a promise of the righteous spirit. I just want to precept that to that verse 9, and then you know it's Yahweh the Father who has done these things.
Yeah.
But also he said something that he said he gave him a name which is above every name.
Yeah.
So our mother Eve, can you give us that verse 10 in the book of Philippians chapter 2? We're going back to the book of Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 10, and we would ask if they want to build a case of point about this name. What we got going on with this name that we trying to see this name that was above every name.
Yeah.
And that's something that's something we gotta keep in mind. See, we dealing with I'm gonna hold that right down till we read this verse. I'm gonna put a scripture on the table first by thing come to my mind. That's why I let me know exactly where to go to about this one coming up next. The book of Philippians, we're going to chapter 2, and we're going to pick it back up at verse 10. Verse 39, And let's see what he said in verse 39, Brother Johns. I'm still with you. Work with me, Brother Johns.
St. John.
Chapter 5.
Verse 39, read.
You know, the Son will do the same thing the Father do. But let's see who we I wanted to go to 19, too, so we can know who's the one that was doing the talking here. You know, verse 19, I mean, verse 39, what to read?
Verse 39, read.
Mm-hmm.
First the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
For in them ye think ye have eternal life,
mm-hmm.
and they are they which testify of me.
Hallelujah. Why? So he said such the scriptures and for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are which testify of me. Let's go to verse, go to St. John, Brother T.
Yes, sir.
And give me chapter 1. Verse 18.
Regular book John, chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18 read. No man has seen Yahweh the Father at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him.
Hallelujah. Wow. We already know ain't no one seen the Father at any time but the Son. Mm-hmm. And he do what his Father do. Likewise. Also, he said he inherited. He inherited some here. He inherited his good old name in here. So let's go back and let's see when the Son. And Pastor, I want to make a case of point. That was St. John chapter 1, verse 18. We just got done reading. That was St. John chapter 1, verse 18. You want to read that for me again, Brother T. Israel?
Yes, sir. Book of John chapter 1, verse 18 and read.
Mm-hmm.
No man has seen Yahweh the Father
mm-hmm.
at any time. Mm-hmm. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him.
Hallelujah. So we know the Father the one that declared this thing too. He wanted to declare. Let me get a Sister Jones. Yeah, let me get the book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews. Give me chapter 13. Give me verse 8. So we get understanding about this the one that they speak of him. I just want to get a case of point about how Son is in his mind frame, so we can know how he is and how he conducts himself every day. Let's get Hebrews, polluted word, Hebrews chapter 13. Give me verse 8.
Book
Hebrews,
polluted word, Hebrews chapter 8. Chapter 13, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Yahweh the Son of Yahweh the Father, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Oh, so he's the same yesterday? Let's see when go back and see what was yesterday. I want to just go back and Brother Chris.
I got something on that.
You got something on that? Okay.
Malachi.
Yeah.
Malachi chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the book of Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. Verse 6. Book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Last book.
Book of Malachi, chapter 3. We're going to verse 6.
Mm-hmm. Everybody there? All right, the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, and it reads, I am Yahweh, I change not, therefore you sons of Israel, not consumed.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we know that this Yahweh, the Son, the one that's doing the teaching, doing the talking.
Yeah.
Let's go back and see what was this yesterday he was talking about, too. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1, Mother D. Go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, Yahweh created the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm. So we know it was Yahweh the Son that created the heavens and the earth.
Right.
We can go read the book of Eber through the word Hebrews, and Mother Z. Let me out here and read me verse 10. In the book of Hebrews, polluted word Hebrews, book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 10. Chapter 1, ma'am, and verse 10.
Because
he's right at 8 through 10,
bro.
Oh, 8 through 10, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we can pick it up at the book of Hebrews, polluted word for the book of Eber, chapter 1, verses 8 through 10.
The book of Hebrews, polluted for Eber, chapter 1, verse 8 through 10.
Uh-huh.
Verse 8, but unto the Son he said.
So he said this to the Son.
Thy throne, O Yahweh, is an everlasting.
Let's start picking up at verse 13. We're going to read down.
Exodus chapter 3.
Uh-huh. And Moses said unto Yahweh, uh-huh. Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel,
and shall say unto them, the Yahweh of your fathers have sent me unto you,
uh-huh.
they shall say to me, what is his name?
They say, what is his name, huh?
What shall I say unto them?
Uh-huh, what's he saying to them?
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, I am that I am.
Uh-huh, I am that I am.
And thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel,
okay.
I am have sent me unto you.
Okay, we go, now, Yahweh, in case the point, he said, what's his name, right?
Yeah.
Yahweh, we know his name to be YHWH.
Yeah.
So, we know at that point right there, we know that that name, they told Moses, like, his name is YHWH.
Yeah.
Yahweh has sent him. You know, we're gonna get some case of points ahead a little while, but I want you to pick up that next verse, because I got something else I might need you to read. Sister Justine, let me see, can I run it down while you read that for me?
And Yahweh said, walk over unto Moses.
Uh-huh.
Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel.
So he said in verse 15, Yahweh said, moreover unto Moses.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He gave like, oh, a little more over. Come on, Moses. What did he say to him? Verse 15.
Okay. Children of Israel. The Yahweh of your fathers, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Israel have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
So we live in a generation now, right?
Yes, right.
And he said, this is my name for how long,
forever.
Sister Justine?
Forever.
How long? What's forever, Sister Justine? Eternity. So the name that he gave to Moses, he said, this is my name forever, right?
Yeah.
And we just got done reading that Yahweh the Son said, I'm the same as yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we reading about yesterday right now.
Yeah,
so, and he's the same today.
Yeah.
And are we living today?
Yeah.
So we dealing with someone, he said, I changed not. In the book of Malachi, right?
Yeah,
let me see, can I pull out some right here? I'm going to read this one right here. It's on that. Got tied it in about change none. Psalms 15. Let me see, can I read? I'm going to read this Psalms 15 verse mind frame that we should keep in mind. Psalms 15 verses 1 through 4. Matter of fact, verse 4 is what I'm pulling out, but I'm going to read the whole list, verses 1 through 4. Yahweh, who should abide in your temple? Verse 1, Psalms 15, book of Psalms chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. So, let's see how we should conduct ourselves. We got to be like our Father, right? So he says in the book of Psalms chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. Everybody there?
Yeah.
Okay, verse 1 says, Yahweh, who should abide in your temple? Who should dwell in your righteous hill? Verse 2, he that walketh upright and worketh righteous and speaketh the truth in his mind. Verse 3, he that biteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Verse 4, in whose eyes a veiled person is contained. But he honors them that fear Yahweh. He that swears to his own hurt and changes not. So Yahweh the Son don't change. And he's the same as yesterday. And all these things, Yahweh the Word, he exemplifies. He exemplifies this when he's walking on this earth.
Yeah.
So he even want us to be like that. You got something for me?
Yeah, I got something on that neighbor. That neighbor, so we got to be clear what neighbor it is. Because, you know, son, they say, your neighbor's right next to you. Any body is your neighbor.
Hallelujah.
Leviticus 19. going to the book of Leviticus 19, we got to be clear about what neighbors he's talking about. Anybody's not your neighbor.
Hallelujah.
Who is your neighbor?
That's right.
Let's get it. Who's your neighbor? All right. Go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 19. All right. I'm going to pick up at verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then skip down, verse 17 and 18. All right, the book of Leviticus. I get someone to read it.
Yeah, you pull it out if you want to.
Okay, Sister Justine. Justine, give me Leviticus 19, verse 1 and 2. Skip down, verse 17 and 18.
Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
okay, saying what? Go ahead, verse 2.
Speak unto all the congregation of all the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be
righteous.
For I, the Yahweh, your Yahweh, am
righteous. Right. Skip down verse 17 and 18 real quick.
Thou shalt not hate thy brother.
The word heart means mind. Go ahead.
Thou shalt in any wise rebuke my neighbor and not suffer sin upon him.
Okay, verse 18.
Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the
Yahweh.
Neighbors of your people.
Hallelujah. 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 That's one of the teachers right there. That's teaching to his word. Thank Yahweh for his teaching. You know what, and since we're touching on his name, right? And I want Sister Justine to read something for BOTTY. Everyone that's listening in, that's his name, YHWA, and I'm going to pull out she read that. It's something else in there they're going to say. I want to read something else. That's coming to my mind about this name, YHWA, and what we read from. Call out the book that we read from. Call out the page number, and let's see what we read right there. Okay, I got this book with me.
Compact Bible Dictionary.
There you go. Page to read. Okay. There's no page. You can't see the page on this. Okay. I can just listen, bro. Let me just listen.
Yeah, what is right there? Don't worry about it. You can listen in, you can do some reading too. Get you right, Brother John. See what we got going on over here. I don't think I got it all. What's that? You can begin.
Okay, so pronounce. Okay, what you ask? They got Adonai. Go there.
Adonai was substituted in reading.
Okay. And as we, that's the end of that right there?
Yeah, that's the end of that.
Okay. Now, we know that the word YHWH was substituted by these words LORD, GOD, and JESUS too. I'm going to throw that in there too, because that's for all the New Testament readers. I just want to stay in the New Testament. But what they call the New Testament, which is just a continuation of the book.
Right.
But we know that these names were substituted for Yahweh, this name that was forever. According to we just got done reading these four letters. We talking about something that they done on their own. So I'm looking for something here to point out about this name. See if I can have Brother Johnson over here. Come and back me up. You going to back me up, Brother John?
That's
what I'm talking about. I think I got it in here. You got one for me? That's the one. I ain't got it together.
That's brother.
Yeah, it's for you anyway. But I need you to read this one for me right here. That right here. But read me this one first. Give me that number two for me right there.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
YHWH.
Give me, I need some loud audible out of you.
YHWH.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. That sister, she came with a loud voice.
Is that the name is not the Lord.
The name is not what?
The Lord.
Okay, keep reading.
This title is substituted for the name almost 7,000 times.
How many times?
Almost 7,000.
And that's just talking about the ones that all you ones that believe this they call Old Testament. They ain't even talking about what's going on inside of this the ones you call New Testament. I don't make it like 11,000 times. Keep going.
In most English translations.
Oh, okay.
The Hebrew scriptures.
Okay, Semitic scriptures, Semitic tongue. Keep going.
In other words. YHWH is removed 7,000 times.
So it's removed. So now it's a conspiracy almost like, right?
It is.
It is. Come on, D, say it is a conspiracy. Let's go. Hallelujah. Wow.
And the Lord is added 7,000.
So what's been added?
The Lord.
Okay, so we got something. Let's stop right there. Brother T, can you help me out here, and can you pull that scripture out? I need a direct hit on the elder about Elder T. T. Yada about what he said about adding to his word.
Are we going to the heavenly tablets, the first five books, which is the foundation?
Okay, and while we reading, I'm gonna ask Sister Justine to read that, because you just read something here. What they say is been in, about that LORD, what they say happened to it?
It has 7,000 times.
Oh, and it's the same man that's from yesterday, right? Let's see what he said yesterday. That's still that's the same today. Let's see what he had to say right there. Let me get the book of Deuteronomy. Where we at?
Yes, sir. Deuteronomy the fourth chapter.
Chapter four.
Okay. Verse 4, verse 1 and 2.
Okay, let the sister be an eyewitness to that, if you don't mind. Let her read that.
Sister Justine.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Now therefore, verse 1.
Chapter 4, verse 1.
Okay, now therefore,
hearken,
O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall diminish all from it, that ye may keep the commandments commandments, for instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
Okay, so he said, don't add into his word. And we have a case of point here that they did add into his word. Sister Jones, can you give me Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6? And matter of fact, every Proverbs chapter 30, give me verse 5 and verse 6.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, verse 6.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're waiting on this good brother. We're working on this man. This one of these good brothers right here. Trying to get him to get in these books. He can be one of these elders in here. We got Proverbs chapter 30. We're going to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, verse 6. We're working on this brother, Johnson. Get some good word in him.
Chapter 30.
Yeah.
And
what
say verse 1?
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and verse 6. What we got going on there? Yeah, yeah. Well, Sister Jones, you may proceed. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and verse 6 reads.
Uh-huh.
Every word of Yahweh is pure.
Every word of Yahweh is pure, uh-huh.
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
So if you want your, so if you put your trust in Yahweh, that's your shield right there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What do you say in verse 6?
Verse 6. Add thou not unto his word,
uh-huh.
Lest he reprove you.
Mm-hmm.
And thou be found, and you be found a liar.
So, Brother John, pick back up and let's see this liar. Let's see this one we found as a liar. What did he say right there? Pick back up.
Every time.
What was that?
The Lord.
Did you finish that out?
Yeah.
Okay, so this, I want you to finish that out.
This manipulation.
This manipulation.
Oh, my bad.
Come on.
This manipulation.
So you've been manipulated?
Yeah. No matter how well intended.
No matter how anybody say it was well intended. We try to do this thing in goodness. Keep going.
Have the clear desire of Yahweh for people to call on his name.
Oh, so it wasn't just really just know any old people neither. Mm. You know, we gonna get a case of point on that too. I'm gonna read this before I turn it on over to Brother T. I'm gonna read this and I'm gonna have Mother D, I want you to give me the book of Exodus, chapter 23. You make sure I'm calling that one now. Get that ready for me, because he said for people to call on his name.
So you're saying if anybody use any other name besides the four letters, they being what?
Manipulated.
Manipulated.
Yeah. And ain't that something right there? So we got manipulation going on, my teacher. It is a conspiracy. It is, though, and that's true. Mother D, can you give me Exodus chapter 23, verse 13. And I want to read this Psalms. Yeah, I got to go to this, and I got to point this out. Because they said, what they saying about it, Brother Chris, we just got to understand the people to call it. What they said right there, has the clear desire of who? Of Yahweh for people to call on his name, right? They try to have desire for the people. And this wasn't just no any old people they wanted to call on his name, Brother Johnson. The book of Psalms, give me chapter, going to chapter 83.
Psalms 83.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick it. I'm going to read this one out. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask Sister Jones, go ahead and read me this Psalms 83, and then we're going to kick it off with Mother D. And I'm going to get up out of there. So read me down, Sister Jones. Psalms 83, and then we go down to verse 4. Psalms 83, 1 through 4. Let's see who they talking about, these people. Yes, ma'am. It's a conspiracy and a manipulation. You use his name, L-O-R-D-J-E-S. Buddha, I'm going to throw him in there, too. I'm going to throw Allah in there, Ahaya, Yahweh, Yahuda. I can keep going, and the list name is long. Oh, my, wow. And we talking about the one name. Man, we got many names, though, for these people. But it's a manipulation, man. And these people don't care. You know, they ain't no Torah instruction keeping people anyway. The book never given to them anyway. So we gonna check out something here. We there at Psalms 83?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we there, Sister Jones. Pick it up at verse 1.
Psalms 83, 1 through 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms chapter 83, verse 1 through 4 reads, keep not thou silent, O Yahuwah.
Keep not silent, O Yahuwah.
Hold not thy peace.
Uh-huh.
And be not still, O Yahuwah.
Say, be not still, don't hold no peace, Yahuwah. Why?
Verse 2, for lo, thine enemies make a tumult.
Uh-huh.
And they that hate you have lifted up the head.
Uh-huh.
Verse 3,
uh-huh.
They have taken crafty counsel against thy people.
Oh, okay.
And consulted against thy hidden one.
Okay, and let's pick it up at verse 4 so we can find out who he's talking about.
Verse 4. Yeah. They have said, come.
Uh-huh.
And let us cut them off from being a nation.
Uh-huh.
That the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
Ain't that something?
So what is Israel called today that we can read, Jennifer? And 11:26 of the book of Acts. What is to come off from being a name, right?
Uh-huh.
The name Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is they called today that we can read? Sister Justine. What can we read in 11:26 of the book of Acts? What they are called today.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
Hallelujah.
But what are we called today that we can read? They cut you off from being a name, Israel. You're not a nation no more because you're a nation. You carry the name Israel. So you no longer call Israel anymore, Sister Jessie.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you call that we can read? Now.
When he had found him, I'll call you
verse out there,
just at the
same time.
Acts chapter 11, verse 26.
Uh-huh.
And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. Disciples were called Christians first in.
So he removed the name of Sister Justine. Mm-hmm. So you're not called Israel no more. So what are you called now according to that verse 11:26? Look a little bit louder, Sister Justine. What are you? Look at that verse real carefully. What you are after quicker in the name that was given to you biblically. Mm-hmm. According to 11, verse 26. What name would you be called? According to 11, verse 26. Help out, Brother Johnson. What name would you be called quicker than your biblical name? You'd be called what? According to 11, 26.
A great Christian.
A good
Christian.
Christian. There you go.
So if the people that one you call, is more, they call Christian more, they call Israel. Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's find out what will happen. And when you answer that name, let's find out what will happen by going to Isaiah 65:15.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out what will happen by you adopting to answer to that name quicker than your biblical name. Let's see what you walk around with and everybody you know that carries the title of Christian that is biblically is Israel.
Man
is
shocked. Hallelujah.
So when you hear any of them say, are you this, then, and you, your biblical name is Israel, and you call by the name of Christian, what have you did and anybody come in contact with you have did? Jesse?
Isaiah 65:15. You shall leave your name for a curse.
What is written? You'll do what?
You shall leave your name for a curse.
So you will leave your name, and what is your name? Hold that point right there. Brother Johnson, back up and see what name you will leave for a curse in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27, and read from your chest.
Numbers chapter 6.
And read from your chest. Let's see what name you're going to leave for a curse name. What name you going to walk away from this? When that name come on tell you, I like, you don't pay it no never mind. You answer to a curse name more than the name that you that the man could change from about the name if you use it. Numbers chapter 6.
Verse 22 down to 27.
Jessine is right there peeping at it. Make sure she peeping right at it. Make sure she don't miss a beat.
Okay, she's there.
And call your verse, Doctor.
Book and verse.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22, read. To 27, read. 22 to 27, read. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto 23. Speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel.
You bless the children of Israel. On this wise.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna be the wise that the children of Israel be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna see what makes you blessed. On this wise,
mm-hmm. Saying unto them,
say unto the children of Israel,
24, Yahweh bless thee.
Yahweh bless thee.
Okay. And keep thee.
Mm-hmm. Yahweh is the one going to keep you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon thee.
Yahweh will mm-hmm. make his face shine upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And be gracious unto thee.
And Yahweh mm-hmm. will be gracious to you.
Mm-hmm.
26. But Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee.
Mm-hmm.
And give thee peace.
So who will give you peace?
Yahweh
gonna give you peace. Go ahead.
27.
Right.
And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel.
They shall put the name on it. Put my name on the children of Israel. And if we accept his name at the end of our name, it's real good.
And
Jesse,
I will bless them.
I will do what?
I will bless them.
So at the end of your name, Jesse, if you put the name Israel on it, what are you up under according to that verse? Brother J. Jasmine, what you upon us by having at the end of your name Israel, what are you upon us according to verse 27? According to verse 27, what you upon us? Jasmine, look at that verse real carefully. Matter of fact, read.
They shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
So when you got the end of your name Israel, what are you upon them? According to that verse, what you upon them? By putting your, with Israel at the end of your name, what are you upon them? According to verse 27. Help out, Brother Johnson.
Bless.
You see that, Sister Justine?
Yes.
So in your name, you got Israel, you'll find a blessing, right? Right?
Yes.
Oh, you do not have it. Now go back to 65:15. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have Israel at the end of your name, what you be upon it? According to Isaiah 65:15, what you be on it if you do not put the name Israel at the end of your name?
Leave your name for a curse.
So what would you be if you do not use Israel at the end of your name? What are you all around about? Just think. Call it 65. Step out, Brother Johnson.
Cursed.
You'll be cursed. So when you don't have on the end of your name, we know you got to have your government name to sign that money and get that check on. But when you introduce yourself, you're going to introduce yourself as a curse or a blessing. Which one you want to introduce yourself as? To your neighbors, a curse or a blessing?
A blessing.
So how would you have your neighbors and your all your people know you as a curse? What do you got to do to be upon a curse in that thing? A blessing in that thing? What you got to do? Back to number 622. Let's see what you got to do with number 622. For your crowd and you'll send you in, you want to be up under what when you communicate with them? I'm calling the number 627. Where do you want to be in that set? I'm calling the number 6:22.
Straight down to 31. Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 29
to 31. Verse 29 reads, and the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot.
Uh-huh.
Verse 30.
Right.
And Philip ran there to him.
Right.
And heard him read the seer Isaiah. And said, understand thou what you read?
Listen to the real captain now.
Verse 31. And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me?
A man got to do what?
Guide me.
A man got to guide. So he can't take nothing for granted because the person reads.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be guided.
Mm-hmm.
39:17, why so? He told Issachar born in the book of Job, why so? Okay. Say, Yahweh word going to stand. We got to eat all the roads. Understand one thing. We can read all we want to read, but we have to go over the same scriptures and guide them through the scriptures. Then when they got it, then you'll see them spout up real good. The 39th chapter, verse number 17 says what, Brother McCarthy?
Okay.
What's your Sister Jesse is there?
Chapter 39, verse 17.
Yeah.
Okay,
bring it, Brother McCutcheon. The book of Job, chapter 39, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, because Yahweh has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding.
So that means that we have to be clear. We have to, when we is teaching, we got to recognize that the scriptures are saying. Now, once you have got them, they got the right spirit, then you see them flop them in the right direction. But don't assume anything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume anything. Make sure you ask the question, do you know what you read?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they got the right spirit, they say, okay. I know I'm reading, but I don't know what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you start seeing things blossom in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing about it, once you use the name Israel in your name,
mm-hmm.
you got a blessing going in that set. But if you don't use the name Israel in your name, you got a curse in that set.
I knew
you had one. So now look what it says, Sister Justine in 1734 for the book of 17. Read it. Is that the way you see it? The way you see it, bring it out. That's why be very careful when you're trying to make sure they understand what they read. I know they read good, but they got to know what they read. And once they know what they read, they got a perfect helpmate. Once they guide it the right way. Second Kings 17:34. Jesse, bring that verse out.
Second Kings chapter 17, verse 34. Unto this day they do after the former manner. They fear not the Yahweh. Neither do they after their statutes or after their ordinance or after the law and
Torah
instructions. Which the Yahweh commanded the children of Israel.
Not the children of who?
Of Israel.
No, Jacob. Not the children of Jacob. What happened next?
Jacob, whose name is
Israel. Oh, so he did. So the children of Jacob, who he named what?
Israel.
He named them Israel. So that is your biblical name. And when you use the name Israel,
right,
you have the blessing of Yahweh over you. So he the one name of Israel. So that name didn't come from no man. No, it come from the man, the master above, like the John said. So that's why you use the name Israel, because he the one gave you that name. And that name carries a blessing.
Yeah. I read this whole book. You go like that.
Okay. Well, you got the same thing, Brother Jump. You got to be guided, and you got to always remember one thing.
I got to be
7:17. or Psalm reading?
Psalm 17.
73, verse 17. Listen to this. Now, if you're greater than this guy, then you tell me. Psalm 73, verse 17. Now, if you're greater than this guy, once you read it, you tell me.
Psalm 73, verse 17.
Uh-huh.
Read.
What do you read?
Until I went into the sanctuary,
which is the temple
of Yahuwah,
then
understood I therein.
So you got to get to the temple where the brothers and the mothers and the elders and the sisters at. Then you will understand. You cannot do this on your own in 6 verse 2. Read that, Sister Jones, read that in Zerah 6 verse 2. You can't be off the rock 6 verse 2. You cannot be off the rock 6 verse 2. And mother, even have me in Proverbs 3 verse 5, wait no. Proverbs 3 verse 5, wait no.
You're gonna know who's been studying and who ain't been studying, and you going to be exposed.
Hey, Hallelujah.
Hey, Mother D, you might have to read that sound
back
again.
Amen. You might have to read this whole book.
Yeah, we can read this whole
book. I done read this whole book.
Hey, right. 10 times. You read it 20 times, right?
I done read it once and separate, and now I'm right here.
Okay.
Read
good.
It as a novel.
Good. Let's get that Ecclesiastes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get that chapter 4, verse 89.
I read this whole book.
All right. Let's get that on your bill right now.
Okay.
You read it 20 times as a novel, huh?
I say I haven't read it like a novel. I'm reading on there now. I'm in,
No,
I'm in Joshua up at the novel.
You know I know you read it. You know I know you read it as a novel. Hold that point, Brother Chief.
Yes, sir.
It says in 6:11 in the book of Job. It's called for. Let's say why I know you read it as a novel.
I'm going to the book of Job. But
Job
is here.
Job.
Chapter 6.
Let me show you. That you read it as a novel.
He's showing me reading. I mean, come on, listen to Job.
Chapter 6. Verse 11. What is my strength? That I shall hope. What is my end? That I shall prolong my life.
Okay, good. Now, 11 chapter. And pick the verse
6.
Job
6:11. You all over the place. Job. Right here, bro. Chapter 11. Verse 6.
Yeah.
Job chapter 11, Job the seer, chapter 11, verse 6. And what he will show you, the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that Yahweh is double.
So the wisdom of the Bible is not a novel. Every time you read the Bible, it got a, what kind of meaning there, Brother Johnson?
What type of meaning you got, Brother?
What kind of meaning do the Bible have when you read?
What you say? What kind of meaning the Bible
have? What kind of meaning do the Bible have when you read it? You just got it read by the teacher or from the teacher. What do the Bible consist of according to that 11 verse 6? Read again, Brother Chief. And Sister Jones held me Sirach 1:26-30. Wait a minute.
Alright, the book of Job. Let's see it. Chapter 11, verse 6. And that he will show you the secrets of wisdom, that there are double to that which is.
Good. So the Bible is what kind of wisdom, Brother Johnson?
Secrets of wisdom.
Now, what is the Bible consist of? Is it what? You read 20 times.
You read again.
You read 20 times from top to bottom. So now, what is the Bible calling that 11 verse 6?
Read that loud, Brother John.
Job chapter 11 verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom.
Okay.
That they are double.
They are what?
Double.
So when you read the Bible have what kind of meaning there, Brother John?
Two meanings.
No, what? It got two meanings. So when you were raised 25 times, but you didn't know that was in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the Bible has a double meaning to it. And if we're not going to precept Torah, 4:2-24 says the same thing. But what we're going to read is the book of Torah 1:26-30. Sister John, this is real good, what it says there. By the Bible have a double meaning to it. Torah 1:26-30.
Mm-hmm.
You want anybody, if you apply yourself right and get that file on you, first one in, last one in, we'll get you there. But this is one thing you don't drag your feet on the word of Yahweh, you won't get there. I mean, you get in a hurry. You be just like Luke Spirit told Philip. He broke out running. He broke out running. And when the brother called you this morning about 11:45, you said you'd be in one.
Like in a long way to travel, bro.
Hallelujah.
But you know I made it, though.
But you got to break out running.
Yes,
right? You're going to be put in the right position to help others. It's a big job. You try to keep in line for this big job. You have to lead by example. And understand one thing. If not at the end of your name is Israel, you sitting in a setting of curses. The blessing when at the end of your name is Israel, but I'm going to ask you more questions. If you keep on saying you Israel and they keep calling you Christian, something's going to crash there. Sirach 1, 26 and 30, this is John Frank.
Sirach chapter 1, verse 26 through 30, are you there?
You good? Yeah, you good, Lord, yeah. Pastor Jones.
Sirach chapter 1, verse 26 through 30, read.
Read.
If you desire wisdom.
Now, listen, if you desire wisdom now.
Keep the Torah instructions.
Keep the first five books.
In the
Yahuwah. So, let me get in there.
Okay.
So, Sister Jessine, if you desire to have this wisdom, the number one thing you got to do is do what?
Keep the first five books.
Give it. So, you see that? Jessine, if you desire this wisdom, you got to apply the first five books. This cannot be a cameo. Your appearance got to be first one in, last one out. If you desire this wisdom. And do what again?
Keep the first five books.
Excellent. Moses, here's the mother.
And the Yahuwah shall give her unto you.
And then Yahuwah going to kick in. So then he going to kick in. So once you kick in and do what he tells you to do, then he kick in. Right?
Verse 27. For the fear of the Yahuwah is wisdom.
So the fear of Yahuwah is wisdom. So you recognize that it's Saturday when the sun go down on Friday, the sun go down on Saturday. So that fear kicks in. Say, wait a minute. I fear me some Yahuwah. Let me get to class. Go ahead and read.
And instruction.
Uh-huh.
And the Torah and meekness are his delight.
So he loves when you have an understanding, but what kind of spirit you have on you? Jesse, what kind of spirit you got to have? Read that word again.
Torah
and
meekness.
And meekness. So the meekness spirit you got to have, a meekness spirit. Be ready to learn, to add on, to help others. But most times we try to teach somebody, they always got a comeback coming. You try to show them something, then they got a comeback. You're not going to learn that way with a comeback. You're only going to learn by listening to it, absorb, get this information, and Yahuwah can kick in with meekness. Go ahead.
Verse 28.
Listen.
Distrust not the fear of the Yahuwah when you are poor.
Uh-huh.
And come not unto the Yahuwah with a double mind.
Do not come with a double mind. Do not just be going through the motions.
Verse 29.
Because they're going to show up in class. It's like we got a brother to come here. Then he come a year. And he shows up every time he just about. He can't find Genesis. he got years. And you kept him find Genesis. He can't find it. But he can talk a good game. But he can't even find Genesis tonight. Great.
Verse 29. Be not a hypocrite
uh-huh.
in the sight of men.
Hallelujah.
And take good heed what you speak.
Hallelujah.
Verse 30. Exalt not yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Lest you fall
mm-hmm.
and bring dishonor upon your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Yahuwah discover your secret.
Now, watch
this.
Now, Yahuwah, to spell your
sentence. Now, watch this. And cast you down in the midst of the congregation.
Everybody had an eye on you, like that sign said, Mother dear. Everybody, people, right there. They ain't saying a word. Look at that book.
Mm-hmm.
Over the fellow, see Israel.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, go ahead. Hold on. Go ahead.
Because you came not in the truth to the fear of the Yahuwah. But your mind is full of deceit.
Right. We'll be able to tell that when it's time for you to pop your pages. We'll be able to tell exactly what you're on trying to pop your pages. If you're able to go through them books, every time a verse is called, you're up there peeping at it, then we know the growth is there. But if you're farming around like a certain brother, some of the brothers I do know, that he fought around by trying to get to that verse, we don't know. By trying to get that verse, we don't know. They can't keep up because they mind somewhere else.
You're going too fast. Sometimes you go too fast. Some people read slow. Some people like to let it marinate. Like to let it marinate in your mind.
That ain't no talking about you reading slow. We say you got to have the right spirit and y'all will kick in. Matter of fact, you give you 3:34. What does that say for a team? This is what it gives you if you do right. And same job 3:34. This is what you do for you. If you do right, if you follow the Bible, this is what he'll do for you in 3:34 of St. John. This is what he'll do for you.
For me?
Yeah, for you. Ooh, yeah, for you. This is what he'll do for you in 3:34 of St. John.
Yeah,
he's going
to do it, son.
Okay, that's you. We got to hear it right first. 3:34. This is what he'll do for you, Brother John. Right here.
Okay.
Book of John, chapter 3, verse 34, and it reads.
Good.
For he whom Yahweh has sent.
Now he whom Yahweh has sent.
Speak of the words of Yahweh.
You do what?
Speak of the words of Yahweh.
All that come out your mouth is not what you did. You speak the words of Yahweh.
Yahweh.
All that part right there. Now, Mother D, back up at your 4:11 and verse 2. So this will come out your mouth. We know you work with something. There won't be no comeback. It'll be this. 4:11. There'll be no comeback out your mouth. It'll be a 4:11 come at your mouth. Where's that, Mother Z?
Let me get that,
brother.
Read what that means.
You know, if you read that, I got it.
Yeah,
all right. Go to Isaiah 40 verse 8.
Isaiah 40 and 8.
Yeah, but we just didn't read that.
So you're going to go back and forget it.
Right.
40 verse 8. 40 verse 8. Any man speak, let him speak with the ark. Found the word ark was mean.
Isaiah just chapter to tell you 40 verse 8.
40 verse 8.
Grass withered, the flower
faded,
but the word of my Yahweh shall stand forever.
So the author means this word. So when you speak, you supposed to be speaking from a verse. You don't speak from your mind, you speak from a verse. Now, Mother, you read that verse and get back to Brother T now. Now, come back to that 3 verse 5. Read that, Micaiah, read that Proverbs. 3 verse 5. So when you speak, you got to speak with the R between the word. And Proverbs 3 verse 5 tell us what not to do. Proverbs 3 5 says what?
Well, the Proverbs chapter 3. And then you got to let this brother get him, man. The 25 time war winning Bible read.
Proverbs 3, verse
5. Okay, I'm there.
I'm
you there?
All
right.
Right. 3 and 5. 3 and 5. Okay. Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, trust in Yahweh with all your mind, and lean not into thy own understanding.
He says, trust in Yahweh. Trust in his oracles, which is his word first. Not being on your own understanding of where you're going and where you've been. Just make sure when you speak, you're speaking from the office of Yahweh. That means you got something to add on to what's already on tape. You got a verse to back up whatever said. That's when you speak. You got something to add on to whatever the subject matter is. I got something to add on to it. Not where I've been or where I'm going or what I need.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Over the fellow T Israel.
Yeah.
You got something?
I got something.
Most of Israel got something.
I want to respond to what he has made a statement and said that, you know, even though he even read, but he cannot remember. So I want to
St. John, chapter
14,
verse 26. Yeah. And I want to go to Jubilee, chapter 32. Yeah. Verse 21.
Remember, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Got one.
Yeah. You gotta be taught, and once you talk, it'll bring that to you. Remember, then you have a then you have a 9:22. Then you have this in Daniel 9:22. Then we know when we turn you loose to help us, we know you're doing a good job. You be a Daniel 9:22. Can you be a Daniel 9:22? Daniel 9:22. We know when the new students come in, And we put you on by four Bibles, you know you will be giving them this. You will be giving them a 9:22. You will not be giving where you went and where you're going, how many times you read that book. You'll give them a Daniel 9:22.
You there?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 22 reads, "And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding."
So when you do leave these classes, that's what you have, if you apply yourself properly, by being the first one in, last one out. And then you get home, apply it on your family. You come out here every week, and you'll be increased in skills and understanding. That's the key. You speak to all of Yahuwah. You then say, "I got something to add on to whatever conversation going on." And we'll be a turn to it and read. Not tell us where you've been or where you're going. You tell us a scripture. That's what it's all about. That edifies me. That needs to help to understand one thing. As long as he tells you, say your name at the end of his name, we're not upon a blessing, upon the curse. And once we clear that we are Israel, upon this blessing, then Yahuwah will intervene. Remember, the blessing all day long has been showing you soundly that you got to use that one name. If you're not using one name, you're being manipulated, whether it's mama, daddy, uncle, Christian, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Being manipulated by using another name than the four left. Come on, all of you, Israel.
Jubilee, chapter 32, verse 24 and 25.
Another name, I'll break out a reading.
Look at Jubilee, chapter 32, verse 24 and 25. Verse 24, read.
Let me read.
Brother Johnson want to read.
Let me read.
I don't even read, Brother John.
"Fear not, for as thou hast seen and read it,
read it,
mm-hmm. thus will it all be, and do thou write down everything as thou hast seen and read." And Jacob said, "Yahuwah, how can I remember all that I have read and seen?" And he said unto him, "I will bring all things to thy remembrance."
Yeah. Like, so you said that your problem is I read 25 times, I can't do nothing.
I can't remember certain stuff unless you ask me about something according to the Bible. If you ask me about one of these whole books, I can explain.
Number one answer?
Right. Right, I just read about what happened, right.
But what is the number one answer to that?
The number one answer to what?
What are you talking about? You just read it all. Read again, Brother Micaiah. Here's number one
right,
out.
Right.
Verse 25. Read again, Brother Micaiah. Here goes number one out.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 32, verse 25. Verse 25 reads, and Jacob said, whose name turned to Israel, Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have read and seen?
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him, I will bring all things to your remembrance.
So how you going to remember all these things? You got to...
The Most High got to bring all things. Yahweh got to bring all things to my remembrance.
Let's go to 644 and 45. You got to get a comeback.
Yahweh got to bring to all remembrance.
Oh, well.
They go down to St. John 6, 44, 45. But this is the only way he's going to bring it to your remembrance. We're going to St. John 6, 44, and 45. Now, this is how he's going to bring it back to your remembrance of St. John. But now you can got to be able to answer, according to in writing, how will he bring it back to your remembrance? 6, 44, 45, go to Micaiah, your brain.
St. John. Chapter 6, verse 45, right? 44
and 45.
Okay, 44, 45. Book of St. John, chapter 6, verse 44 and 45. 44 reads, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 45, it is written in the seals, and they shall be all taught of Yahweh. Every man, therefore, that have heard and have learned of the Father, cometh unto me.
So that means if you get right with the oracles of Yahweh, according to what he got written, he gonna unload all the temptation on you. He gonna unload it, but the Father has not been fit for you to have that fear yet. So the Son can't do nothing to the Father. He's meant to have that spirit to give you. So the Son can't do nothing without the Father. So the Father saying right now, Brother Johnson is not worthy of this thing he got to do for this. So the Father said, no, don't give him the increase, or right now he ain't got his mind right. So the Father's the one saying, okay, he all right. Now I'm going to give him a little something. He's doing what's on the table. So the Father is looking directly at you and saying, no, my boy, he ain't got nothing coming yet, because every time you say something, he got a comeback.
Every
time he says something, a comeback comes. See? So what we're making is the point. The only way you understand this, you gotta make sure it's clear that's written in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, Brother Micaiah. 5 verse 1. This is the key right here. Now here go the key. Here go the key right here in Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Now here go the key. Here go the key right here. Here go the key. Now listen to this. Watch these keys right here.
Alright.
And look at the mirror and tell me, do you apply it? 5 verse 1 down to 3 and 6.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1. Yeah. Okay, we went to
1, 2, 3, and 6.
Okay. We know good old Brother Johnson to get there.
Ecclesiastes what?
Chapter 5, huh?
Okay. I got
you. There you go, Brother Johnson. All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, and verse 6. Verse 1 reads, keep your foot when you go to the temple of Yahweh, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food. For they consider not that they do eat. Verse 2, be not rash with your mouth, and let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahweh. For Yahweh is in heaven, and you upon earth. Therefore let your words be few. Verse 3, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words. Verse 6. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say you before the ministering spirit that it was an error. Wherefore should Yahweh be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hands?
Israel.
Hot dog.
All right.
That ain't me.
Y'all
that ain't me. I feel the both sides.
Right.
That ain't me.
Right. But it's Israel. Go to Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it's Israel.
Everybody there? Luke 12, 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. The righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. Okay. All right, give me verse 11. What's the verse 11?
Okay, same chapter?
Yes, same chapter.
Verse 11. And when they brought you unto the temple, synagogue, to the temple, and unto the
magistrate
and power, and power took you on to
take you no thought
how or what thing he should ask, answer, or what he should say.
Okay, so I went to that. Give me that Matthew 21. Sister Joan Israel. Yeah, Matthew 21 real quick. Matthew 21, pick up at verse 14. Pick up at verse 14.
Verse 27, 26, 14, 19, and 18. Verse 27 reads,
For the fear of Yahweh is wisdom and instruction, and belief and meekness are his delight. Verse 26. If you desire wisdom, keep the Torah instruction. First five books of the Bible. And Yahweh should give her unto you. Verse 14. To fear Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. And it was created with the faithful in the womb. Verse 19. Wisdom raineth down skill and knowledge of understanding, and exalted them to honor that hold her fast. Verse 18. The fear of Yahweh is the crown of wisdom, making peace and perfect health to flourish, both which are the gifts of Yahweh, and it enlarges their rejoicing that love him.
And what is love? Rejoicing that love him. All that ties in. Are you love? Rejoicing that love him. You're going to touch on his love, you're going to touch on his purpose. Okay, what is his love? What is love that we can read? Everybody should know this.
Chapter 15, verse 10.
Thank you. Truth here.
All right. I'm going to get warm up real quick. All right, John chapter 14. Pick up in there, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. Mother Z Israel. John chapter 14, verse 6. Mother Z Israel. C. Roy.
You have brother, we got brother Johnson here. What about you, sister Justine?
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Chapter 14, verse 6. Yahweh said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man or woman come unto the Father but by me.
Right, yeah, remember she said, remember who made that, said that earlier about that prayer that was early before when we opened up in prayer. I remember that there's a profound statement about that. You got to get to the Son first before you get to the Father. There you go right there, John chapter 14, verse 6. All right.
I got one on that too. You got another?
Go ahead, put it on now, brother. John 17. By the GF Israel. D. Roy.
John chapter
17,
verse.
Yeah, John 17, verse 17.
That's
right, yes. Yahweh.
Yahweh. You
still got one, Brother Micaiah Israel? I'm checking something out now. But you know what? Go ahead and continue on.
All right.
Okay. Where we at? Where we at? That word.
Daniel chapter 10, verse 21.
First two lines here.
You got this, just think. And you. You do?
That all the people of the earth may know that Yahweh is Yahweh, and that there is none else.
None else.
Verse 1. Let your mind, therefore, be perfect.
This how you be perfect, this is that thing right here. Listen up.
With Yahweh, our Yahweh, to walk in his statutes and to keep his covenant as this day.
As it is this day, right here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, one more on that. Let's see what David said here about this perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Psalms 19.
Wow.
We're going to Psalms 19. Psalms 19. Brother Johnson Israel and Steve Roy.
Psalms 19.
Psalms
chapter 19, verse 7 reads, the Torah instruction of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple.
It didn't say making wise the simple. See that the testimony meaning covenant. The covenant. Everything points to the covenant. Covenant.
I got one on there. Perfect. Let me take the book of James, chapter 1. I think it's verse 25. All right. The book of James. For with Yahweh, nothing shall be impossible.
That means when Yahweh kick in with you, nothing be impossible. What you don't know, he will give it to you once you get right.
What he brings back to my remembrance.
Yeah, for once you get right with him.
Yeah, what I gotta do to get right with?
Let's show you a minute. Jeff Dean.
Matthew chapter 19:21.
This is what you gotta do right here. Just seen for the reader right now.
Okay, where I go?
Matthew chapter 19:21.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yahweh said unto him.
Call your birth out.
Matthew 19:21.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
brother. Yahweh said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.
And come and do what?
Follow me.
That's all you got to do. Come and follow the class, we'll get you there.
Hallelujah.
That's how you be perfect. That's how you get your knowledge up. Come and be a follower.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get you there.
And read the Bible every day. And read this every day.
And keep on having comebacks. Come on, Bajie.
All right. Okay, now I look at this verse 21 about this treasure. And is it talking about treasures, a little chest with all gold and stuff like that? You got to be clear about what this treasure is right here. This treasure. It says that treasure is treasure heaven, come and follow me. All right, what's this treasure here? I got one on this treasure. Give me Romans. Go to Romans. What is he? Give me that Romans real quick. You go to Romans. See what I go to Romans real quick on this treasure. About this treasure. Okay, I'm going to get it up in here. I'm going to get into rock real quick. Get into rock here. About this treasure. What this treasure points to? Going to rock 29. Going to rock 29. Get out of here. Rock 29. Rock 29. Verse 11. Surah 29, verse 11. What's this treasure talking about here? Surah 29, verse 11. Brother Jones, Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, Brother Johnson, Israel.
29:11, read. Lay up thy treasure according to the Torah instruction of the Most High.
Mm.
And it shall bring thee more profit in gold.
See that? This is not talking about that gold here. This is treasure right here.
I got a precept.
Yahweh.
Precept 28, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12.
28, verse 12.
Come on, some Joe. Come on. That precept. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 12.
All right, so Jones, come on, bring that precept on.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12.
Hallelujah,
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. The Yahweh shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto your land in his season,
mm-hmm.
and to bless all the work of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow.
Now what's the precept on that?
Precept
Now, what's the precept on what you just got to read behind that one? But there, now, who's going to pull that out? Who's going to pull that out by going to Second Samuel and pull it out? I give you an idea. Who's going to pull that out? Now, read that verse again, Sister Jones, Israel. That's a big verse you read. Now.
Deuteronomy 28:12 reads, "And the Yahweh shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season,
mm-hmm.
and to bless all the works of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow."
So now, when's all that? Let's precept that to the 7th chapter, verse 19 now. Sister Jones, Israel, let's precept that to 2 Samuel. This right here must be what? Can we precept that verse to 7:19?
2 Samuel 7:19.
Because we know right there, that ain't happened yet. So now that must be what? No, I wasn't waiting. Don't make no statement. I'm going to get nothing. I'm going to get something read. That must be what? I call we can read. Sister Jones, Israel, bring it. Verse number 19.
Second Samuel chapter 7, verse 19 reads.
Reread.
"And this was yet a small thing in your sight."
Yes.
Oh, Yahweh. "But you have spoken also of your servant family for a great while to come."
What, man? When is it gonna happen?
A great while
to come. So that means that's still on the table now, y'all. So who gonna feel that? That for a great while to come and get a case in point. Come on, Sister Justine. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 11. Let's read this great while to come. See, it's a great while to come. The Bible got a double meaning. So we're gonna be doing all that. Now we're gonna read the great while to come by going to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21 down to verse 28. Now we better read it.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21.
Yeah, call your verses out and bring that bass and come out.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21 reads, "That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which Yahweh swore unto your fathers to give them, and the days of heaven open upon the earth."
Stay on down to
28. Verse
22.
"For if ye shall diligently keep all these instructions."
So now you got to see, now for this to happen, you got to do what again?
Keep all these.
But what kind of way?
Diligently.
Oh, okay. So it can't be no cameo thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see you today and see you next month. It got to be what kind of word?
Diligent.
So this applies to one that got that word on them right there. Keep reading.
"Which I command you to do."
And that is a what?
Command to do them.
Go ahead.
"To love Yahweh,
uh-huh.
Lord Yahweh,
uh-huh.
To walk in all his ways and to cleave unto him."
And to walk in his ways and cleave unto him. Mm. So he got to be at the top of the line. He got to be on top of the list.
Yes.
He got to be on, you got to have him first.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Verse 23.
What?
Then
you got a den. See, now you got a den. See, now when what you just got through reading, now he's going to kick in. Now, if you got that part right, now here come your den.
"Then will Yahweh drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations."
Now, he's going to drive out a nation, and a nation today is called what? Bill. You know, Bill, here's my bill in the mailbox again. Here's Bill, and every time I get my check, oh, Bill standing here.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to drive out Bill.
Drive out Bill.
Yeah, Bill. Oh, Bill, every time I get some money, oh, here come old Bill, ain't it? He's going to get rid of Bill for you. You're paying for water bill, light bill, gas bill, license plate bill, food bill, everything, bill. He said, "I'm going to get rid of Bill for you now if you do right." Go ahead. Come on.
"And ye shall possess
has greater nations and mightier than yourself.
And you're gonna be the one that address that do what?
Possess
what?
Greater nations.
But hold that part, Sister Jones. Back up there. Let's read some prophecy on that. And 2:26-27. What do you mean by that? Backed up with 5:10 by Moses of Israel, same book.
Deuteronomy
2:26-27. Moses of Israel have me 5:10 waiting on me and 11. A revelation. Back to back. Hard code.
Revelation 2:26. Brother, y'all there?
Hallelujah.
Revelation 2:26 And he or she that overcometh and keep my work unto the end, to him or her will I give power over the nation.
So if you keep his what?
His work.
His work to the end. That means you got to be diligently keeping his works to the end. And he said you got a reward coming. He going to give you what?
Power over
them 17 nations. So all you got to do is make sure you line up with him first. Said, if you got his works going, he said the reward of it is I'm going to give you power over the nation. Go ahead.
Verse 27.
Yes.
And he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
And you're going to rule them with what kind of way?
A rod of iron.
It will be no comeback in the mouth. Every time a comeback coming, a wrought iron coming out on you. No comeback. Whap. Every time you come back, whap. Then you'll stop that comeback, won't you? Go ahead.
As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers.
You see that?
Even as I received of my
father. So your father's going to give you that power. So why, when you speak, no comeback. If any comeback, he'll give you that rod of iron to correct that right away. Is that what we just got to read?
Yeah.
What is that, Moses of Israel in 5:10?
Revelation chapter 5, verse
10. Revelation 5, verse 10.
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. And has made us unto our Yahweh king and prince.
You're gonna be king and what?
Priest.
King and priest.
And we shall reign
and we're gonna rule well.
On this earth.
Not going up and away. All the everything is right here. You ain't going up and away on no time. You're gonna rule right here. Is that what we read? Where are we gonna rule at? When you get right. Right here on this earth. This is what we're going to rule at. Right here on this earth, he'll give us power over the nation to rule them on the earth. The one that left. The one that ain't got no comeback. That's the one we're going to rule. Anybody got a comeback, they're going to be destroyed. Okay, good. Now, come on back, Sister Justine. Where you left off on?
Chapter 11, verse.
Always,
that's why it's important to have your mark.
I guess. Verse 2. You got to be guided, that brother teacher. Got to be guided first. Have the right spirit to guide them. Then, when she got it, you know it.
Then will Yahweh drive out all these nations from before you. All
right.
And ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourself.
Yep.
Verse 24, every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread, shall be your
Lebanon, from the river, Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea.
What do you mean by the uttermost sea? All the way over here. All the way over here, too. That's what the uttermost sea means. Mm-hmm. Now, if I was 34, I'm not going 34 to read that. We're going to rule wherever we put our foot at, all the way to the uttermost part of the sea. That's way over here from way over there. That's the power you will have once you're able to be more faithful to his word. He's showing you when he's going to kick in and how he's going to kick in. Go ahead.
Uttermost sea, your coast
will be anywhere you put your foot at. It's your coast. Go ahead.
Verse 25.
Listen.
There shall no man be able to stand before you.
You the man saying? That means there'll be no man be able to stand before you. He's telling you, letting you know, all these big wigs you see now, these big dignitaries, when you get right with your mighty one, ain't no man going to be able to stand before you. Is that what we read? Definitely. Go ahead.
For Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he has said unto you.
You see what Yahweh said he'll kick in do? He gonna put the fear of you on every nation. The fear of you, he gonna put it in them. Yes, ma'am.
Something on that word then.
Huh?
We did, and then that sin kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read something on the then in Isaiah chapter
58? Hallelujah, y'all. Bring it.
Chapter
13
and 14.
All right, bring it on.
What verse you got that 10 out of? I can write it down.
All right, bring it out. Bring it out and add on to it. It's all about Bible study class. Bring it out and add on to it.
58 what?
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14.
Okay. Bring it out. Bring it out.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my righteous day, and call the Sabbath a delight.
All right.
The righteousness of the Yahuwah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure.
That's right.
Nor speaking your own words.
Yes.
Verse 14. Then shall you delight yourself in the Yahuwah.
Then, if you got all that thing left going for you, then you got a what word, Officer Jones?
Then You shall delight yourself in the Yahuwah.
Oh, and I hold that point right there. And then what's going to happen, Mother, in Isaiah 30, verse 17. Now, let's add on to that in Isaiah 30, verse 17. Now, look what happens when you get your then. This is what's going to happen. And then I want to know, what was that pull from Brother T in 32, verse 3 of Deuteronomy. What was that pull from after Mother read this right here in 30, verse 17? See, we can call it. All we got to do is get in order.
Hallelujah.
We can call it from the pages of the book.
That's right.
Isaiah 30, 17, Mother D of Israel, bring it.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 17.
1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one.
1,000, once you rebuke one or correct, if one of you can go there and make 1,000 bag up. Did you hear that? Now go down up to 60, verse 22, that mother, of Isaiah, future, 60, 22, Mother D. of Israel, bring it.
Isaiah chapter 60.
Verse 22, listen good.
Isaiah 60. Verse 22.
Yep.
Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 22. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation.
Yeah.
Yahweh will hasten it in his time.
Yeah, in his time, I'm going to hasten. I'm going to speed it up in his time. Once you get in order, he said, I'm going to push this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once you in order, but it ain't going to work until you get in order. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell the whole system on the camp, it ain't working until you get in order. Ain't nothing going to work until we get in order to align with this book. Now, all this right here came from well, and Brother keep it pulled out where it came from. And 32, 1, 2, 3, 4. But 3 is the key. Come on, Brother T, bring it out.
The fifth book of the heavenly tablet, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 3 to verse 4. Because I will punish the name of Yahweh, ascribe ye greatness unto our Yahweh. Verse 4. He is a rock. His work is perfect. All his ways are judgment. Yahweh of truth. Without sin, just and right is he.
Yes, he is.
And now, bring that verse out around about 26 or somewhere. It says, one's going to do something that we can read. This is the power you're going to have. One's going to do what? What can we read one going to do that we can read? No, come back, but hold on. So let's find what's going to happen that we can read. In that same 32... that 32nd chapter, can you tell me what's going to happen when Yahweh kick in? He's going to tell you something that we all can read together ourselves. What's going to happen that we can read in that 32nd chapter that we can read? What can we read in 32 that we can read? Skip down to verse 30. We'll get right down to it. Verse 30. Bring it out, brother T. Verse 30.
Chapter 32, verse 30.
Remember, Isaiah pulled it. He pulled that statement. He had to have something to work with. And here you go right here. Remember, the foundation will be destroyed. Well, read earlier about Bro T. That's fine, but look what we got here in verse 30.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30, read.
What?
How should one chase a thousand?
Well, how can one chase a thousand?
And two put 10,000... the flight.
How are you going to have 2,000 foot 10,000 to fight?
Except their rock.
Except they rock.
Has sold them.
They rock have sold them. Once you got your rock in your faith and read you in trouble today with now 1,000 bucks being because our rock have sold us away. But you can get your rock back. If you come back to the Torah instruction. Because your rock ain't dealing with you as long as upon this mindset. See, the rock is not going to deal with you according to your mindset. Because it was deal with the rock said in 847 of 2nd Ezra. Read that, Sister Jones, Israel. Listen. Look what the rock said in 2nd Ezra 847. Listen to what the rock said. He was telling the seer. Because the seer won't know what it is. How long are we going to be in this bad shape? So now the rock, speaking by the mouth of the minister of spirit, told him to tell Ezra something in 847, and what did he say?
Second Ezra, 847.
Listen good.
Yeah. For thou comest far, short, that thou shouldest be able to love my creature more than I. But I have oftentimes drawn nigh unto you.
Tell us there. But the minister of spirit say now, hey, Sarah, I have oftentimes drawn near to who? To you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen real good there, Brother Johnson.
But I have oftentimes drawn nigh close unto you and unto it, but never to the unrighteous.
But I ain't got jack to say to who?
The unrighteous.
So the unrighteous. So if you a troublebreaker, you ain't got no word from Yahweh. You got a word from Satan the devil. Because Yahweh said, I ain't got nothing to say to you if you what?
A troublebreaker.
Unrighteous. And that is a breaker of the Torah instruction. So when you give a testimony about what he said to you, you're lying from the pits of hell, because he just said he ain't got how much to say about to you.
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
What did he say?
Nothing.
Did he say that or not?
He did.
Read it again. And over the ball, King Israel.
Ezra, 2 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 47. For you come in far short that you should be able to love my creature more than I. But I have oftentimes grown close unto you and unto it, but never to the unright.
How much do you got to say to the unright?
Nothing.
Nothing. So when you are not a covenant keeper, he don't have jack to say to you, and that's why we have skip in the brain about trying to articulate on what he's saying. Because he said, I'm not working with you. You're on your own. Mm-hmm. See, but when you apply yourself to me, I kick in.
Hey, brother, right
there. All right. So, Brother Johnson want to give his closing statement. And Brother Johnson will give his closing statement. He's getting ready to kind of check out. So go and get your closing statement. Huh? Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. Brother T, where you at?
All right. Okay. I was touching on that treasure.
Okay, go ahead. Where you was at then?
All right. I'm going to 2 Ezra. I'm going to 2 Ezra real quick.
Wait a minute. So Justine, you ain't finished. What verse you left off on?
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26.
Okay, so come on down. 26 down to 28. Come on.
Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse.
So I'll set before you this day a what?
A blessing and a curse.
A blessing and a curse.
Verse 27. Listen. A blessing if ye obey the
what? The Torah instruction.
The Torah instruction.
So you got a blessing when you doing the Torah instruction. So it's up to you. The blessing right there. I sit before you this day. A blessing and a curse. Blessing when you do the Torah instruction. That's so far. Go ahead.
Torah says, Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Yeah.
Which I command you this day.
And that's a commandment from Yahweh to do the Torah instruction.
Verse 28, and a curse.
And a curse.
If ye will not obey the Torah instructions of your Yahweh, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other false Yahwehs.
Excellent.
Which ye have not known.
You see that? I mean, that's something catching on quick, ain't it? Hallelujah. See, that's the point we're making. If you put the right thing in them, they will be a great help to you if they got the right spirit. But the spirit got to be as a 18 verse 3. Give me the 18 verse 3 there. Matthew 18.
Matthew 18.
So this is how this thing works. See, once we understand the Bible gonna stand, and if you got a spirit of a 18 verse 3, we can work it out. Matthew 18, verse 3, bring it. Sister Justine, 18, verse 3.
Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3.
Yeah.
It reads, and said, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into kingdom of heaven.
So unless you come as what?
Child.
You ain't got nothing coming.
Woo.
Now if you come like that, then Yahweh said reward is what? What is coming to you if you do what he just said? What you got coming? According to that verse, the end of that verse.
End of that verse.
What you got coming?
Shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
You see that? But if you come proper as a little child with the knowledge you need to know to help others, then you got a shot at the what?
Kingdom of heaven.
Kingdom of heaven. Over the brother T. Israel.
Okay.
Alright, on that that converted thing, I know Chief Speaker of the Nation Israel, I know I was looking at that about that converted. That converted top point to I was speaking about that being born. Second Ezra, chapter 6, about the treasure right here. Chapter 6, verse 5. All right, Sister Charles Israel, chapter 6, verse 5.